Live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM. Chasm.
He's Don, I'm Randy. We're your handy-dandy radio announcers in Delano this afternoon as Ethan Navratil leads off the inning. And Ethan Navratil bloops this down the line.
Well, he caught it, huh?
And they're saying a catch by Holstrom, the second baseman, as that was in no man's land again. And Holstrom coming up with a sore wrist. But they did call it a catch.
Swatsky, I think, kind of dove at the same time. There's Holterstrom.
Holterstrom.
I'll tell you what, it kind of looked like he jammed himself in the dirt, and it looked like he like a good block by Swatsky in right field. He just kind of stopped him.
Ethan Navratil, never stopping, went to second base on the play. But they're going to call in and out as Jose Rosario gets the first out in the seventh. It'll bring Cody Ferre to the plate.
That's Ethan's favorite spot right there today, isn't it?
It is. He's now 2-for-4 in the ball game. Gets a little bloop single opportunity taken away from him. Rosario's curveball is swing and a miss by Ferre, strike one. It looks like Cody's stepping away from the pitch. Like that pitch, he was stepping away from him.
Got to watch his front foot a little bit there. Kind of looks like you said. Looks
instead
like
of striding into the
I
pitch.
I always call it stepping in the bucket a little bit.
Yeah.
I think you kind of pick that foot up and you don't take it straight forward or wherever the pitch is thrown to you.
Ferre folds it back and out of play. Now the count, 1-2. We have Mona Schlepper-Myatt listening with her husband, Jim, in Kingston, Ontario. Kingston, Ontario. They're picking up our game today here on MyChasm.com. So thank you for joining us up in our neighbor to the north, Canada.
Canada.
You bet. 1-2. Just missing outside, and the count 2-2. 2-2. Rosario's pitching. Ferre drills this to left center field. Nobody's going to get this one. Cody, big turn at first. He's digging for two. He slides, and he is safe. Double for Ferre.
Wow, he hit that a long way to left center field, and good throw from the left fielder back into second base. He almost had a chance at it there, didn't he?
Exactly. I was kind of second-guessing Cody going to second because, Don,
he hit that hard.
When he turned at first, the center fielder had just picked up the ball already.
Going to get a pinch runner.
Dylan Ponick. So Dylan Ponick out running for the catcher, Ferre. I'll bring Nick Mergen to the plate with one out. Nick today 1-for-3. A lot of buzzing after that double. Rosario working from the stretch now. 5-1 farming here in the seventh, and Mergen trying to push it down the right field line, gets underneath it a little bit and fouls it off. It hits the light tower in foul territory, and 0-1 the count. The ball's 1-1.
Kind of liked it as a number 5 hitter like Nick Mergen here. When you get runners in on base, he always tries to advance them, hit behind them, doesn't he? That's a good number 5 hitter. He does his job.
Brad Mergen on deck. The pitch from Rosario on the outside corner, says the home plate umpire, and the count at 0-2.
Mike Jezeris was playing right up on the grass on that pitch before.
The ball's 2-2, and outside that pitch, and 1-2. 1-2. Rosario sets himself. Ponick takes a lead at second, and the pitch. That sweeps away from Mergen, and the count 2-2. Winner will get the winner of the Buckman Young America game. That's coming up later on this evening here at Delano. Class B baseball going on over in Maple Lake this afternoon. And Mergen bloops this one over by first. Jesuit's in foul ground with his back to the infield. Kind of gives up on it, and it falls just a few feet in front of him. And Nick Mergen has some new life.
That's something you don't want to do with Nick Mergen. Give him new life, because he'll hit behind this runner.
That he will. 2-2 the count. The right fielder, Sawatsky, playing a pretty deep right field yet. Mergen, of course, seeing that opportunity. Rosario ready on the mound. The 2-2. A swing and a miss. That's in the dirt. First base is open, so having to throw to first is Steen, and now two outs. Good heads-up play by Nick Mergen, Don.
Absolutely.
To take off with that pitch in the dirt.
Heck yeah, you do anything that's wrong there. That guy's on third base. You know, and that's hard for a catcher. You come out of there, you got to find the ball after it's fouled off. Not fouled off, but strike three. You know, you miss it. You got to look for that ball, and then you got to throw either on either side of that runner going down to first base.
And we're going to see a pitching change now. As that'll end the day for Rosario. So a pitching change for the Raymond Rockets here in the seventh. We're back in a minute on KASM.
Serving Central Minnesota farmers since 1979, Virgil's Vigorina of Farming has been a helpful friend to many. Virgil's Vigorina offers on-farm delivery and invites you to stop in for products too. They carry a full line of Famo feeds that play an important part of the diet of your animals and are also a Chevron oil dealer for bulk oils and grease. Virgil and Mary Kaltoff are proud to be a part of the farming community and look forward to serving you with a complete line of Famo and Hubbard feeds, Chevron oil products, and much more. Call for information at 548-34
Dr. Keith Schlepper of Chiropractic Connection is a big believer in massage therapy. In addition to the adjustments and treatment he performs for his patients, his on-staff massage therapist, Renee, talks about why her massage therapy is a benefit for patients.
To increase the circulation and decrease the pain always helps anyone.
Set up your massage therapy appointment today to get on the road to a better quality of life. Call 320-363-4694. Chiropractic Connection, located next to Mill Stream Park in St. Joseph, connecting health with chiropractic.
Sports play-by-play on your dependable neighbor, Chasm.
Randy Rotstein, Don Heinen back with you at Delano Municipal Baseball Park. A pitching change for the Raymond Rockets here in the seventh inning, Don Heinen.
Now pitching for the Rockets, Cole Christensen will come in here in relief. Cole, right-handed pitcher. I guess he's kind of their ace for Raymond, isn't he, Cole Christensen? One of their top pitchers.
Throws pretty hard.
Throws very hard.
He gets to face Brad Mergen. Brad, a couple walks today, one for one, had a base hit. That scored two. Got a couple RBIs for the Flames. Two outs and one on, and Mergen will take a strike on the outside corner in 0-1.
Looks like a young man here, this Cole Christensen.
0-1 the count. Christensen works from the stretch, and his pitch is high for a ball, 1-1. One ball, one strike. 5-1 Farming here in the top of the seventh. Five runs, nine hits, an error for the Flames. One run, three hits, and an error for the Raymond Rockets. Farming scoring a run in the second, two in the third, two more in the fifth. Looking for one in the seventh as Mergen will take a strike. And now 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Dylan Ponick out at second. Christensen sets himself on the mound and his pitch. Here's Mergen slicing one foul into the sports deck over at third base. Some of those fans not real ready for it.
Farming players are keeping the farming fans on their toes over
they
there,
are.
Aren't they?
1-2 the count to Brad Mergen.
Say that real quick.
Yeah, I'm not going to even try. Christensen ready, the 1-2. Mergen, another slicing foul That goes right through the light tower. And I don't know how the fans even got away from that. On deck was Tyler Schrader. That kind of bounced around here. That went over the cage.
I think I'd take cover right now.
Oh, my. 1-2 the count. The pitch to Mergen. Another foul that goes just about the identical spot. I don't know. Tyler Schrader might take his warm-ups in the dugout here.
Tell you, Brad's just kind of poking at that pitch on the outside corner. He doesn't not getting a full swing at it. Just keeps falling it off. Dangerous foul balls.
One ball, two strikes. Ponick is lead at second. Christensen comes home. And a swing and a miss. Mergen's out on strikes. That'll end the Farming seventh. No runs, a hit. No errors. One left on. 6.5 innings. Farming 5. Raymond 1. More baseball coming at you in a minute on KASM.
For all of your excavating needs, give B&S Excavating a call. Serving Painesville and the surrounding area. They specialize in septic systems, designing, installation, and repair. They are available for backhoe work, dozer, skid loader, demolition, custom hauling, tilling, snow removal, landscaping, basements, and driveways. Located on Highway 55 northeast of Belgrade, B&S Excavating. Joe Beyer and Sean Sheets wishing all the best to the area teams in this year's baseball tournament. Pep's Pork, where homegrown is the only way to do it. The tastiest pork products, sausage, bacon, brats, barbecue ribs, patties, and more in central Minnesota. If you are looking for old-fashioned sausage and other delicious pork products, then Pep's Pork near Spring Hill is the only place to start. For more than 35 years, we've been producing some of the area's most recognizable and sought-after meat products. At Pep's Pork, we're all about quality, raising hogs, growing crops, and a strong work ethic to bring the best meat to your table. We invite you to try our products and join our growing family of satisfied customers.
Live radio, live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM.
Bottom of the seventh inning, the Raymond Rockets will send the middle of their order, John Sawatsky, Cal Kuzminskas, and John Broman to the plate, facing right-hander Scott Leeser. 5-1 our score. And the pitch to Sawatsky, a ball, 1-0.
Sawatsky was the hitter last inning when they picked a runner off at first base there. I think it was Keenan.
One ball, no strikes, and Sawatsky will foul it to the backstop, and the count, one ball, one strike.
Starting to cool off a little bit here, Randy. You can feel the air temperature changing somewhat. A little bit more like the fall now, isn't it?
It is. The 1-1, Sawatsky ground ball to third. It's a fair ball. Navratil up with it, long throw to first. That's going to go over the head of Schrader, and we'll see what the official scorer scores that. Tough play for Ethan Navratil. They're going to give him an error, though. And the leadoff man on for Raymond here in the seventh.
Backhand, and he kind of popped away from him a little bit. He picked it up. He still had, I think he still had a chance at him yet.
He did. He did.
Threw it about 3 feet over Schrader's head at first base.
So, with one on, nobody out, here's Cal Kuzminskas. Two strikeouts for Cal today. And the breaking ball. Oh, that's a nice breaking ball.
Wow.
Doesn't get a call on it, though. And
good pitch.
1-0.
That pitch has been working for him today, hasn't it?
One ball, no strikes. A swing and a miss. Strike one. 1-1 the count. Again, the winner will get either Buckman or Young America tomorrow afternoon at 1:30 here in Delano. Leeser's pitch, a foul ball down the third baseline over by the third base dugout, and the count at 1-2 now to Kuzminskas. A lot of these hitters now the third time facing Scott Leeser. Again, our rosary will follow this ball game here on KASM, so stay tuned for that.
Just three hits for Raymond today off of Scott Leeser. has kept him in check.
He's walked two, hit one. Schrader holds Sawatsky. And a pop-up foul out of play. And the count at one and two yet. Mentioned Raymond, state champion in Class C back in 2016. So it's not that long ago, and I'm sure quite a few of these guys were on that team.
Oh, I'm sure they were. They had a few here and there. And
Leaser's pitch just missing outside, says the home plate umpire. And the count two and two. Two balls, two strikes. Sawatsky, a small lead at first. The Leaser pitch and a swing and a miss. Boy, that pitch must look so good to the batter. And then it finishes, Don. It's almost like inches off the ground.
Yeah, it kind of breaks away from him and just falls off the table, doesn't it, at the end. And you've got them all lunging at that curveball.
Kosminska's his third strikeout today. One out, and here's John Broman. Broman, two for two. A swing and a miss by Broman, strike one. Broman, the shortstop for the Rockets. Farming looking for that double play ball. Sawatsky at first. Leaser from the stretch, his pitch. Here's a high chopper to third. Navratil has it. Now they're saying foul ball. It hit the batter, Broman, in the box, apparently.
Got a piece of him off the foot, I think, the way it looks, doesn't it?
And the count at 0-2.
Boy, it sure didn't look like it was deflected anything off his foot, did it?
No, it did not. No balls, two strikes.
He sold it, I think, Randy.
Yep, he should be in real estate. Sold. 0-2. Or he should be an auctioneer. Sold. Time called by Broman. And the count at 0-2. On deck, number 9 hitter, Brett Swanson. Got folks listening to us this afternoon in Hackensack, Minnesota. Thank you for joining us today up in Hackensack. Pitch inside to Broman and the count, one ball, two strikes. 1-2 the count, one out, one on. Leaser kicks and delivers, and this one's popped up in the infield. Schrader in foul ground, over by the first base dugout. Tyler makes the catch for out number two.
Good pitch by Scott Leaser again. Got him reaching on that one, and just get him out in front of it on that pitch like that, and that's about all he can do with it. And you're trying to poke at the right field. All he did was pop it up to the catcher here, so nice pitch.
And the number 9 hitter, Brett Swanson, the center fielder. Sawatsky still at first, now two outs. Scott Leaser delivers, and a swing and a miss by Swanson, strike one. 0-1 the count. Schrader holding Sawatsky. Leaser's pitch again, and just missing inside, and the count, one ball, one strike. Looks like Don, Scott Leaser does not want to give up that inside corner. He will continue to throw those pitches there all day, I think.
And I think he does the same thing with his fastball and his curveball. He's doing the same thing with here. That fastball, he always works inside, outside, either hitter.
Chopper back to Leaser on the mound. High pitch, and Tyler Schrader able to come away with it. And that'll end the seventh for the Rockets. No runs, no hits, one error, one left on. In seven innings in our books, it's 5-1 Farming. We're back in a minute here on KASM.
Dairyland Supply is Central Minnesota's new and used farm equipment dealership located in Sauk Center. We specialize in various types of manure handling, TMR feed mixers, and much more suited for today's farmers. Give us a call at 800-338-6455 for your equipment, parts, and service needs. If you have a barn, we have a solution.
Dairyland Supply Sauk Center is looking for a service technician. Contact Gordon Barton or phone 320-352-3987 for details.
If you are driving a vehicle that's dented and banged up, maybe it's time to give it a facelift and head to Leo's Auto Body and Glass in downtown Farming. Leo has been making his customers' vehicles look like showroom new again for many years. Leo's Auto Body and Glass also does glass replacement and chip repair. Stop by today or give Leo and Jolene a call at 597-3730. That's 597-3730.
Live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM. KASM.
Randy Rothstein, Don Heinen with you here this afternoon on KASM Radio as Tyler Schrader stays hot, leads off the eighth inning, a solid base hit up the middle off of right-hander Cole Christensen and one on, nobody out.
That's the way to go about it, isn't it, Randy, with Tyler Schrader right there? You just go up there and you want to see that first pitch and you might as well be ready for it because Cole Christensen throws hard.
He does indeed. That'll bring Aaron Eink to the plate. Aaron, on the afternoon and evening now, 1-for-2. And he fouls this one to the backstop, actually 1-for-3, and a 1-1 to Eink. Had a base hit in his first at-bat, and then struck out his next two at-bats. And the count 0-1 to Eink. Pitch inside, a ball, and 1-1. Again, we're recording these games back at our studio in Albany. Scott's recording these here, and these games will be available once Kirby Hemish gets them downloaded for us on our website. You can relive some of the magic moments from state tournament baseball games. Eink, chopper to third. It'll be a tough play. They'll go to first. High throw, and in time to get Aaron Eink. 5-3 on the putout. Almost works like a swinging sacrifice.
Doesn't it, though, Randy? That's perfectly placed over there. He had no place else to go with it but to first base.
I bring Austin Arsenault to the plate. Austin 0-for-2 today. Batting with Tyler Schrader out at second. One out. Tyler, he's battling Nats, it looks like, out at second base.
That's what was up here before, I think, that you almost ate.
Don was being bitten by him. And Austin Arsenault wants to bunt, and it's bunted foul at the plate, and the count 0-1. No balls, one strike.
Getting a little breeze now, aren't we, Randy, in our face?
Here's just a slight breeze, yep. 0-1 the count to Arsenault. Cole Christensen ready on the mound. His pitch inside, a ball, and 1-1 to Austin. Austin had a big hit in last week's ball game. The number 9 hitter, Taylor Ferre, on deck. Schrader takes his lead at second. Christensen delivers, and a swing and a miss. Strike 2. Now, Christensen, the last couple pitches, has not looked back at second at all. See if he does here. Maybe his peripheral is so good that he can see it, but never looks back to second. The pitch is inside, and the count 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Austin Arsenault trying to get on any way, anyhow, or at least push the runner to third. And a swing and a miss. Austin's out on strikes. So two outs here in the eighth. And it'll bring Taylor Ferre to the plate. You don't see Taylor Ferre go 0-for-4 too often, but that's what he is today. And Isaac Nett on deck. Ferre, he digs in the batter's box. Ferre against Cole Christensen. Schrader leads from second. And the pitch, curveball. Strike call.
That's a dandy, isn't it?
Oh, my.
Big curveball.
Big time curveball. 0-1 the count to Cole Christensen. The Malds, one strike. Christensen's pitch a little bit high and 1-1. Yeah, kind of a gloomy look to this evening now. Boy. Very dark and gray. We're waiting for those lights to come on.
I think they're starting, aren't they? One over here is on. Looks like they got an eye like further down them poles, doesn't it?
You bet. Kind of one ball, one strike to Taylor Foray. The pitch inside and the count 2-1.
Kind of look in the middle of these poles out here. They got that light. What is it, about 10 feet up or 15?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. That looks like it could be some kind of solar generated or something, doesn't it?
Two balls, one strike to Taylor Foray. And Foray bloops this one to Alterstrom at second. He'll make the catch for the out. That'll end the farming eighth. No runs, one hit, no errors, one left on. 7.5, farming leads Raymond 5-1. We're back in a minute.
Hi, this is Jeff Bertram from West Central Sanitation, wishing all the best to the teams in this year's Minnesota Amateur Baseball Tournament. They all worked hard to get to this point. If you can, get out to the games and cheer on your home teams or tune into Chasm for live broadcast. The 2019 Minnesota Amateur Baseball Tournament games are played in Dassel, Delano, and Maple Lake this year. West Central Sanitation is a proud sponsor of the games aired on KASM.
At Painesville Mutual Insurance Company, you can get the coverage you know you need now from people you know will be there for you right in your own community. We grow trust locally and provide local service at its best. As a Grinnell Mutual member insurance company, we've got the strength and stability of Grinnell Mutual behind us. So whatever the future holds, Painesville Mutual Insurance Company will be there to protect what's important to you and your family so you can trust in tomorrow. Contact your local Painesville Mutual Insurance Company agent today. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company. Your dependable neighbor, coming to you from the Minnesota Soybean Research and Promotion Council studio, powered by the Soybean Checkup. We are AM 1150 KASM Albany, FM 105.5 HD2 KDDG Albany, and KASM Albany at FM 107.7 all the time.
Sports play-by-play on your dependable neighbor, Chasm.
Mike Jesuits, the top of the order for the Raymond Rockets here in the eighth inning. Jesuits, Halterstrom, and Tyler Steen. Facing Scott Leeser, the first pitch, a strike to Jesuits in 0-1. Jesuits 0-3 today.
We've had a lot of close games in the state tournament so far, and today 5-1 here in this game, and had a lot of one-run ball games. Actually, the game before this was like 13 one-run ball games already, and 11 games or 12 games decided by a run, maybe 13. I'm not sure about the last game here now, but
here's a shot to left center field. That's going to roll a little bit. Austin Arsenal cutting it off, and it's just going to be a long single for Jesuits. Nice play by Austin Arsenal to reach that in left center field.
It's probably one of the harder hit balls today. There's a couple of them that were hit hard. Their hits have been earned, Raymond's, but that's you scatter them like that, Randy, it doesn't really hurt you so bad.
They had two hits in the fifth when they picked up their only
Correct.
Run today. Eric Halterstrom at the plate. He is 0-3 today. And the pitch from Leeser, a strike and 0-1. Dale McAdams listening to us back in central Minnesota today. So hi to Dale McAdams. A swing and a miss by Halterstrom. There's strike two. No balls, two strikes. On deck, Tyler Steen. Oh and two. Jesuits leads from first. And Leeser's breaking ball just inside. And the count, one ball, two strikes. Nabertil, he's been busy at third today. A lot of balls hit his way. Taylor Foray, I don't think he's had one hit at him.
I don't think so, has he?
Looking for that double play ball, a swing and a miss. He'll take the strikeout, one out in the eighth.
Well, I tell you what, he's setting these guys up nice, and then that fastball's really coming. He keeps it up a little bit and gets that strikeout on Just a high, hard one.
9 strikeouts for Scott Leeser today. And to the plate, Tyler Steen. Tyler so far today, 0-3. And a drive to right center field. Aaron Ike seems to have a beat on it. Will make the catch for out number 2. Big out. First pitch again, Tyler Steen, like he has done the last 3 at-bats, taking the first pitch. And, you know, as a hitter, and we talked about this, you jump on that first pitch a lot because you think the pitcher's trying to get ahead of you.
You bet, and I think you got to be ready for it.
Here's the center, or actually the DH. Drive to center field. Austin Arsenault there watches it into the glove, and that will do it as Jordan Smith out on one pitch. And after a leadoff single, the Rockets strand him. No runs, one hit, no errors, and 1 left on. We played 8, Farming 5, Raymond 1. More baseball to come in a minute.
Hey, that's a really nice water bottle.
You think? Check out this t-shirt, too.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
I got it from Promotional Resources, Inc. They made our entire company's cool new shirts and water bottles with our logo on them. As they say, they're in the business of promoting your business. You should check them out.
I will. How do I find them?
Go to PromotionalResourcesInc.net. They'll hook your business up with almost any promotional item you can think of. And you can get 15% off if you mention you heard this ad on Chasm. Promotional Resources, Inc. In the business of promoting your business.
Dairyland Supply is Central Minnesota's new and used farm equipment dealership located in Sauk Center. We specialize in various types of manure handling, TMR feed mixers, and much more suited for today's farmers. Give us a call at 800-338-6455 for your equipment, parts, and service needs. If you have a barn, we have a solution.
Dairyland Supply Sauk Center is looking for a service technician. Contact Gordon Barton or phone 320-352-3987 for details.
Live radio, live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM.
Top of the 9th inning coming up here on KASM radio as Isaac Nett will lead it off. It'll be Nett, Navratil, and Cody Foray facing a right-hander, Cole Christensen. Nett drives us to center field. Back on it. And making the catch for the out is the center fielder. That's Brett Swanson. And 1 out for the Flames here in the 9th.
All right, now I'm ready, Randy. Put on my jacket. It was getting a little cool up here.
That'll bring Ethan Navratil to the plate. Ethan, 2-for-4 today. And a foul tip into the mitt of Steen, the count 0-1. Ethan with base hits in the 3rd and the 5th. He scored those innings as well as Farming scored 2 runs in the 3rd, 2 runs in the 5th, had a single run in the 2nd. And a shot up the middle, another hit for this impressive young man, Ethan Navratil.
Wow.
3-for-5 today.
Just a pure hitter, isn't he, Randy?
He is a pure hitter.
That left side, it just makes contact with the ball, I'll tell you what. Fun to watch.
Something special.
Isn't intimidated by anybody, is he?
No,
not a bit.
To be that age and this kind of pitching at this level.
You bet. I'm sure it's pitching that he hasn't seen for a while, something like this, has he?
Cole Christensen will work from the stretch. Cody Foray at the plate. Cody had a double in his last at-bat. Drives it down the right field line. Fair ball into the corner. Navratil, big turn over at third, and now they say it went in the ivy. Dale's going to keep the runners going. Navratil scores. Cody Foray stops at 2nd, and Cody should just keep going. Absolutely.
Absolutely, all the way around.
He's going to keep going. As the base umpire will look, Foray is going to go and cross the plate.
Touch them all here. Make sure.
Boy, you know, Don, if that goes and they call Navratil back, that's a run that Farming probably could have had yet.
Correct.
The umpire's going to go try to find it in the ivy down the right field line. Now, I know the right fielder maybe should have laid his glove down as to where it was. And they didn't find the ball. They never found it.
And if you're the right fielder, you kind of stay away from that, don't you? Because you put your hands up.
So they're going to call it a ground rule double. Foray with two doubles in the ball game. Runners at second and third for Farming here in the ninth. And Nick Mergen to the plate. If you're an insurance salesman, this is where you want some insurance, don't you?
Absolutely, Randy. Right here, them two runs here are huge.
As Mergen will follow this one over the grandstand, back and out of play, and the count 0-1.
A lead is never too big. 5-1 is not a real big lead.
Mergen back into the box, facing Cole Christensen. Cole came on in the seventh inning with two outs. Got the final out of the inning with a runner out at second. Here's a shot to third and a line drive caught over there by Kosminskas for the second out. So Mergen right on it. You know, if they're playing the infield back, Don, I don't know if he gets that.
He might not, huh?
That might take a hop in front of him.
It could happen. Yes, it could have. Navajo heads up play over there at third base. Well, he has no place to go. He's got to either let that ball go through.
Right.
If it's a ground ball, he can watch what happens. It's right in front of him.
Bring Brad Mergen to the plate. Brad, on the afternoon, 1-for-2, two walks. And he struck out in his only at-bat facing Cole Christensen today. He was the first batter to face Christensen. Christensen working out of the stretch.
I think that's the only out he's made yet in this tournament.
It is, in the whole state tournament. The first pitch of ball to Brad, 1-0. And there's a strike at the belt and 1-1. One ball, one strike. This game, the winner heads to the final eight tomorrow afternoon. The winner plays at 1:30 against either Buckman or Young America. Late swing by Brad Mergen. He was fooled on that pitch. And the count, one ball, two strikes.
I think if you're standing on deck over there, I think you have your eyeballs peeled here because he just about caught up Schrader a few times last time.
One ball, two strikes, two outs. Christensen shakes off the first sign from Steen, and now Steen out to have a word with his right-hander. And I don't know what's going on here, but if Steen thinks that they can get Brad Mergen on a different pitch and Christensen thinks I can get Brad Mergen on this pitch. And
you got him 1-2 here right now. I still think you want to be careful to him.
One ball, two strikes. There's two on. Runners at second and third here in the top of the ninth. Farming leading 5-1. Looking for a few extra runs. Cole Christensen delivers, and Mergen chases the high fastball. He's out on strikes, and that'll end the inning. No runs, two hits, no errors, two left on. We played 8.5, Farming 5, Raymond 1. We're back in a minute here on KASM.
Your smile with healthy teeth makes a first impression. Your teeth are meant to last a lifetime. The team at Albany Family Dentistry can assist you with all your dental needs to keep your teeth and mouth healthy. They offer comprehensive dentistry and advanced services like professional cleaning, dental implants, 3D x-ray, one-visit crowns, bridge work, root canals, teeth whitening, and so much more. Put your dental health in the care of Albany Family Dentistry. For an appointment, phone 845-2032. Best of luck to all the area teams from Albany Family Dentistry.
Hi, this is Jeff Bertram from West Central Sanitation, wishing all the best to the teams in this year's Minnesota Amateur Baseball Tournament. They all worked hard to get to this point. If you can, get out to the games and cheer on your home teams or tune into CASM for live broadcast. The 2019 Minnesota Amateur Baseball Tournament games are played in Dassel, Delano, and Maple Lake this year. West Central Sanitation is a proud sponsor of the games aired on KASM.
Live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM. CASM.
Welcome back to Delano Municipal Baseball Park. Bottom of the ninth inning looking at us. Randy Rotstein, Don Heinen with you. Scott Stevens producing our game back at our sports studios in Albany. Following this game, we'll have a short post-game show, and then Scott will take you in to our rosary for this Saturday evening. Now, the way things stand, folks, if Farming were to win today, they will play tomorrow afternoon at 1:30. So three more outs the Farming Flames need, and Scott Leeser on the mound is going to try to make that happen. Here at the plate, Justin Keenan will lead it up, and the pitch to Keenan is outside of ball and 1-0.
Here's where you get the confidence going for the rest of your players here to get this first guy.
Keenan so far today, 0-3, and a swing and a miss. 1-1 the count.
Tough pitch today all day for Scott Leeser, that curveball.
Leeser has struck out 9, walked 2, and here's a ground ball foul down the third baseline, and the count at 1-2 now. 1-2. Leeser looks down to Foray. Big high leg kick, that sweeping slider missing outside in the count 2-2. 2-2. Pitch a little bit low and the count full at 3-2. This is the middle of the order, Swatsky on deck. And here's a chopper to short. Foray takes the nice two-hopper, throw to first, 6-3 on the putout. Just a confident throw by Taylor Foray.
Wow, nice play again. I tell you what, they just take their time out there. They're not rattled.
No.
They just play the game the way it's supposed to be played.
That'll bring John Sawatsky to the plate. He's been on base all three times today. Walked in the second, a base hit and a run scored in the fifth, and then reached on an error in the seventh. The number six hitter for the Rockets, and the breaking ball just a little bit high, and the count 1-0.
This is huge for Farming if they get by this game with just Scott Leeser throwing with nobody else throwing today, because right now is when you start needing your pitching.
Absolutely. The 1-0, breaking ball, check swing, foul down the first baseline, and the count at 1-1. Boy, he caught that curveball in the check swing there, didn't he?
Yes, he did. Tell you what, this is do or die right here, so you can't hold back on this game here because there is no tomorrow. So you got to throw what you got to throw at them. And
another curveball that Leeser just misses the outside corner, and 2-1.
You look at Farming, they drafted a couple guys too this to go along with the pitching that they do have.
Pitch inside a ball, and 3-1.
They also drafted Eli Emerson, a draftee from Richmond, and also Kyle Leeser, a draftee from St. Martin, to go with their rest of their pitchers on the Farming Flames.
Adam Winkles, of course, Ethan Navratil, Taylor Foray, they can all throw. And then we can't forget Brad Mergen.
Yes.
You bet. Pop up to net at second. Isaac underneath it makes the catch for out number two. Well, I think Farming was in the Elite Eight back in 2003 when St. Cloud had the state tournament. I know we had El Rosa in Farming in the final weekend.
Is that the year?
Was that 2002 or 2003? I know there's listeners out there that can probably lead us in the right direction, but I believe Farming made it to that final weekend.
I think they did.
They did. And then the tournament was set up a little differently, I believe, back then. They did have some double elimination going on, too, back in the day. And
so they got down to the eight.
Farming was in the loser's bracket in that final weekend. So, yeah. All right. 5-1 Farming. Two outs. Bottom of the ninth. And here's Scott Leeser. His pitch to Cal Kosminskas is low and inside for a ball. 1-0. The Flames one out away. Shot to net at second. Oh, he jumps a little too soon, and it gets over his glove for a base hit. Isaac did not time his leap right, and just his hang time.
Wow. I thought he was going to get it.
I did too.
Here, it looked like he had that timed right.
So a base hit for Kosminskas. keeps the inning going. Here's John Broman to the plate. Broman 2-for-3 today off of Scott Leeser. We're going to get a pinch runner into the ball game. 2002, a listener tells me. Farming was in that final weekend over in St. Cloud and Cold Spring. So a pinch runner for Cal Kosminskas. And Broman at the plate. Boy, he's on top of that plate. And there's a strike called 0-1.
And that's what he likes.
I think Scotty hangs right over that.
Scotty likes that. Let him hang over that front because he likes that inside of the corner, or inside of the plate. And he'll throw that fastball in there.
A swing and a miss at the slider. And 0-2 to Broman. Down to the last strike. 0-2 the count to Broman. 5-1 Farming. The lead at first by the base runner. Leeser's pitch a little bit high, and the count 1-2.
Let that one fly, didn't he?
Hoping that Broman would chase that high fastball. And Leeser ready again from the stretch. His pitch, a swing, and a foul tip at the plate. Ooh. And Cody Ferray took that foul tip.
Ouch.
I think he might have taken that right on the hip. He had showed Dale Schrader. So now, Ferray trying to catch his breath. And Leeser will walk behind the pitching mound, talking with his infielders.
Scott kind of towers over those middle infielders, doesn't he?
He does, as Ferray getting up very slowly now at the plate. I think Cody will be all right. And the home plate umpire giving him his mask back, saying, I think you're okay.
Cody Singh, I think I am too. Give me one more pitch here.
One ball, two strikes. Broman back into the box. Our base runner takes his lead at first. Schrader holds him there. The 1-2. Just a check swing. And 2-2. I don't know if Broman said something back to Scott Leeser on the mound or a little friendly chatter, I'm hoping. 2-2, two outs. Strike That's three it. Called. Broman gets caught looking, rung up by the home plate umpire, and that ends the ball game as Farming heads to Sunday here in Class C. For the Rockets in the ninth, no runs, one hit, no errors, one left on. Your final score today, it was Farming 5 and Raymond 1. We're going to be back here on KESM in 2 minutes.
For all of your excavating needs, give B&S Excavating a call. Serving Painesville and the surrounding area. They specialize in septic systems, designing, installation, and repair. They are available for backhoe work, dozer, skid loader, demolition, custom hauling, tilling, snow removal, landscaping, basements, and driveways. Located on Highway 55 northeast of Belgrade, B&S Excavating. Joe Beyer and Sean Sheets wishing all the best to the area teams in this year's baseball tournament. Thinking of buying or selling a home? Please contact Matt Imdick of Central Minnesota Realty. With over 40 agents and 9 office locations, we can service all areas to meet your needs. We also specialize in vacant land, commercial, and lake home sales. Please visit www.centralmnrealty.com or call Matt at 320-420-1295 for all your real estate needs. The Rambo brand reads, "We're in the business of making you look good." This message is understood two ways. First, it's understood with your eyes. We make you look good when you wear the quality embroidered and screen-printed products of the Rambo Company. Our message is also understood with your heart. Your employees, customers, and others will feel the love for you because you picked Rambo as your promotional product supplier. We do these things for you because we do it in one house. Our house is your house. Rambo New London. If you are driving a vehicle that's dented and banged up, maybe it's time to give it a facelift and head to Leo's Auto Body and Glass in downtown Farming. Leo has been making his customers' vehicles look like showroom new again for many years. Leo's Auto Body and Glass also does glass replacement and chip repair. Stop by today or give Leo and Jolene a call at 597-3730. That's 597-3730.
Sports play-by-play on your dependable neighbor, Chasm.
Welcome back to Delano Municipal Baseball Park. Still buzzing here as our Farming Flames, they make it to Sunday in the final weekend of the State Amateur Baseball Tournament. And Don, some thoughts here. Pretty exciting game today, wasn't it?
Boy, I'll tell you what, Randy. I seen Scotty Leeser come into this game. It looked like he was throwing a little bit softer than what I normally seen him throw. But when he was warming up, I told you earlier, it kind of looked like he was getting down a little bit more. More sidearm it did look like at first, but Scotty's thrown a lot of pitches in the last couple of weeks. I know he threw 18 innings in the regionals on a Saturday afternoon, and last week he threw a complete game again. So
101 pitches last week, and then today I'm sure he was over that 100 today.
I would think he was.
A couple walks in there. And yeah.
But all in all, he threw a great game, and for Raymond, they threw, four different guys today?
Three different pitchers.
Three different pitchers, but Cole Christensen come in at the end, and the way we were hearing that he was probably their ace, and he was not starting today in this game, but I don't know. I don't think that would have made any difference to Farming.
Well, I think the whole thing is here, Farming got the lead first, yeah. and you know, maybe Raymond's thought process was we get the lead, and then we bring Christensen in, and
you
he
bet.
Closes it for us today, and then we do the same tomorrow. Yeah.
I agree with you there on that, Randy.
But there's no looking at tomorrow.
No, you can't save it for tomorrow. Right now you got Cole Christensen. If he starts this game, if he's your ace, you got to bring your best today to get to tomorrow. And I'll tell you what, if that's the case, you got this other your other pitcher that can
Burstig,
come in.
Burstig,
why don't you use him as a closer in this case? But everybody has their own thoughts, I guess, on how they want to handle the situation here. And like you said, there is no tomorrow. Double elimination, it's a little different.
Yep, if you're Dale Schrader, I think it's been the best of managing worlds for him here so far. He's given the ball to Scott Leeser in two ball games. Scott's given him complete ball games. His defense has played phenomenal behind him. And, you know, and then the team goes out and gets some runs early.
Absolutely, they get them runs. They got three runs right away, you know, first and second, or second and third inning. They're up 3-0 here. And they didn't get a run until the fifth inning, and Farming added two more in the fifth inning. So you're up 5-1. They dodged the bullet with two runners on in scoring position that they got out of, which was huge for Farming. That would have been a 5-3 ball game, you know. You chip away like they had been, and all of a sudden you're within a couple of runs. And, you know, one blast right there, you're back in the ball game again. So Scott did his job today, and like I said, the rest of the guys just played phenomenal. They played great defense. They hit the ball. They spray it all over the park, Farming.
They do. Don, you got some line scores for us?
I do. Farming had five runs on 12 hits. They committed two errors, left 10 on base. For the Raymond Rockets, they had one run on five hits. They committed one error, and they left 7 on base.
So Scott Leeser, the winning pitcher today. Austin Burstig takes the loss for the Raymond Rockets. And Dave Petermeyer joining us from Arizona. And he say you've heard of must-see TV? Well, it's must-listen KASM radio tomorrow, right? Thank you, Dave.
Must listen. Yes,
must listen,
is.
You bet, tomorrow on KASM as the Farming Flames will take on either Buckman or Young America, and they're playing next.
1:30 tomorrow afternoon they will play again, Farming, so good luck to the Flames tomorrow and keep our Central Minnesota going here.
Absolutely. Want to thank you for joining us tonight on KASM. Thanks to Scott Stevens back at our station for manning the controls. Another great ball game by the Farming Flames. And thank you to our sponsors, Pep's Pork of Rural Spring Hill, Central Minnesota Realty, BNS Excavating of Belgrade, West Central Sanitation, Painesville, Mutual Insurance, Promotional Resources Incorporated in St. Joe, Dairyland Supply, Albany Family Dentistry, Chiropractic Connection, Rambo, Leo's Auto Body and Glass and Farming, and Virgil's Big Arena, south of Farming. Don,
yes.
We're going to go home. We're going to rest, and we're going to come back tomorrow, and let's win that first one, right?
Let's win the first one. We're here. We can stay for two.
Absolutely. Really, absolutely. Thank you, everybody, for being with us. Your final score again this evening, it was Farming 5 and Raymond 1. You've been listening to State Amateur Baseball on KASM. For my partner, Don Heinen, this is Randy Rothstein. Have a good night.
All righty. Big thank you to Randy and Don for bringing us yet another play-by-play action on the game this afternoon. And congratulations to Farming for their victory out on the diamond. Like Randy was talking about before, we've got the rosary to fit in right after the game. We're going to start that right now. Your rosary for this evening is for Pope Francis and bishops to consecrate Russia to the Immaculate Heart of Mary for peace and good weather for all souls and farmers.
We, the priests and seminarians of the Diocese of St. Cloud, would like to offer this rosary for your intention. We ask you to join us in prayer for an increase in the number of young men and women to dedicate their life to God as a priest or religious.
Ave Maria, gratia plena, Dominus tecum, benedicta tu.
Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven, sitting at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And